There's some debate over the origin of the potato chip, but it probably happened by accident in the kitchen of Moon's Lake House, a resort in Saratoga Springs, New York. Slices of potato ended up in the donut fryer, and, well, you know the rest. That was around the mid-1800s, and a little later on, during Prohibition, gangsters in the Midwest became fond of offering potato chips at their speakeasies. One guy, by the name of Herman Lay, is largely credited with popularizing the potato chip, originally selling them around the Southeast in the mid-20th century, with a brand name, of course, you'll recognize, Lay's. During World War II, potato chip manufacturers successfully lobbied to get their product deemed essential, and sales took off. Today, we've got so wide a range of potato chip brands and flavors to choose from, and we definitely do like our chips. By a couple of different estimates, the average American eats 4 to 6 pounds of potato chips a year, which I kind of believe.